Hello and welcome to Pancreas Pals. I'm Emily.
And I'm Christy. We're just two gals in our 20s trying to live our best type 1 diabetic lives.
Every week we tackle a new topic from the diabetic perspective. Although we offer tips, we are not medical professionals, but we also offer plenty of anecdotes and general thoughts about how to embrace the type 1 lifestyle on your own terms.
It's not always easy to do through all of the literal highs and lows, but it does help to have a Pancreas Pal to turn to.
Hi guys, I'm Emily.
I'm Christy.
Welcome to this episode of Pancreas Pals. We have a special silent guest, Kara, who's visiting me from Boston.
Hi.
Okay, that's probably the extent she's going to talk because she's pancreas capable, but we still love her. Not her fault. Hashtag blessed. But
it's not her fault her pancreas works.
It's not her fault that she's able. this episode is about, Christy, I want you to finish my sentences for me, please.
Testing your blood sugar in public.
Fight the stigma. Maybe it's not a stigma. Now it is. I don't know. So I don't know about you guys, but I've been known at the beginning of my tenure, my actually fairly short amount of time with type 1, I was very self-conscious about doing shots in public, obviously the needle kind, never embarrassed to take tequila shots in public. Why do I always bring that up? I think I have a problem. Moving on.
We've discussed tequila in like every single episode. Like literally
every episode. It's so weird.
So testing blood sugar and taking shots in public,
that's our thing.
Theme for the day.
Yeah. So Christy, why don't you start us off? Because I know you actually do shots, as I also bring up in every episode.
Yes.
So I know, you know, you have We've briefly talked about it, but why don't you talk a little bit about your go-to move to give yourself a shot when you're out to dinner or something?
Yeah, so I don't know if any of my friends have ever noticed this, but when we're going out and I know that we're going out to eat, I have to dress in a way that I have access to one of my shot sites. So I high-key love the summer months when I can have my legs and thighs all kinds of exposed because it's the easiest and least noticeable way to give yourself a shot is under a table when you're at a restaurant, in your thigh. No one has noticed when I've done this. I've gone whole meals, whole weekends with people, and they have not noticed that I was doing this the whole time.
So major key alert.
So if you test your blood sugar on your lap, again, I'm picturing myself sitting at a restaurant table. You can test your blood sugar on your lap and give yourself a shot in like either one of your thighs, and no one knows what just happened.
And for those pancreas capable listening, I think a good, I've had a few people, good friends too, and not you, Kara, so don't feel awkward, but I've had people, you know, say something to me, be like, and this isn't, I'm getting off topic as always, shots and finger pricks. People are like, ew, like, why are you doing that at the table? And I'm like, ew, why am I friends with you?
Someone but has said ew
I've had,
to you?
One of my friends, I vividly remember this in the dining hall last year, junior year. I was taking my blood sugar. It was literally just a finger prick, and I did it above the table instead of below because I wasn't paying attention. And he was like, ew, like, why? He was like, do you have to do that? And I was like,
yes.
I literally got so mad at him. He was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to say it like that. And I'm like, yeah, you better be sorry. That's like messed up. Like, do you think I choose to do this? Like, it just kind of sends me spiraling a little bit, which are my own issues in itself. And I should not project that onto him. But he quickly learned his lesson. So anyone, I mean, if you're uncomfortable, obviously no one, if you enjoy the sight of blood, that's disturbing in itself or, you know, your own thing. But just look away. That's my go-to. Like, if someone's giving themselves a shot and you happen to notice it, I've been known to blanch at that still, even though I'm diabetic, because needles freak me out. But I just look away. Like, it's not the end of the world, you know? Like, you do what you got to do. I'm going to check my blood sugar under the table. Sometimes I forget, do it over the table. Just look away. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to be a jerk about it. Obviously.
If you have to say something, though, I'm just going to throw this out there for anyone who is not diabetic. The number one word you should not say is ew, because
yeah,
you know what, buddy? This is part of my life. Maybe just don't act disgusted by something that, yes,
say,
I have to do.
Right. I mean, like, you could even be like, oh, ouch. You know, like, if you have to say something, you know, just sympathize and then let the person be like, oh, no, it's no problem. Like, let them help fight any misconceptions, you know, depending on, because a lot of times it doesn't hurt if you get the sweet spot for a finger prick or a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's about 50-50. You kind of never know what you're going to get, but...
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Nice reference.
Even though we're diabetic.
The only time that I ever will make any kind of announcement is if I'm planning on doing a shot in one of my arms, which, like...
Oh, that's ballsy.
I'll only do that in front of people that I'm comfortable with. Like, I'm comfortable with you if I just, like, whip out my needle and...
So you know you're elite. Give a shot, you know you're VIP. Arm.
Exactly. That is a VIP move. But, yeah, otherwise, I tend to keep it pretty low-key. Not because I'm, like, ashamed or embarrassed, just because that's how I've always done it. I've always been kind of quiet about it.
It doesn't need to be a big deal. You know, like, it's a part of your life. It's a part of your everyday. Like, you're used to it.
I know. When I first got diagnosed, though, I did have a friend who's one of my best friends and favorite people. I have no idea if she listens to these episodes. But I do remember one of my friends when I was first diagnosed, the first time that I was giving myself a shot in front of someone. I think we talked about this in the last episode a little bit, so I won't dwell. But the classic, like, wow, I could never do that. Like, I hate needles. How are you doing that? Like, because I have to.
I love it when people are like, you're so strong. I'm like, yeah, I'm strong because I'm a nasty woman. I'm not strong because I have to give myself, like, put on an insulin pump or give myself a shot. Like, you would do what you have to do to keep yourself alive.
I know. It's just, it's the extra step that I guess to people who are unfamiliar and new to it, it seems like such a burden. And I'm not saying my life isn't hard, but
it's true.
Like, if I'm not complaining about it, there's no reason you should be. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
If I'm not crying about it, no need for you to. Which I feel like is also a good judgment in every aspect of life. If you see someone else in a position that you think is unfortunate, but they're carrying on, you know, sympathizing in your own right is good, but sometimes voicing it can make the matters worse a little bit for that situation in that moment.
Yeah, and something I've just had to come to terms with is that as long as someone's not saying ew or something completely negative, inappropriate, you do have to be okay with questions, and people are in control of how appropriate or inappropriate they want to ask about it, but you can only control your reaction to it. So if they ask, does that hurt? Like, I guess at the end of the day, that's not that ridiculous a question, but if you had gotten that question as many times as we have, you would understand how annoying it is. But you just have to be calm, cool, and collected about it.
If you've asked that question, just answer the question. Don't listen to our last episode. sorry, I went on a tangent, friends. Anyways, back to tips, and maybe not necessarily tips, but anecdotes. I've been known to check my blood sugar. I mean, obviously, drinking alcohol and blood sugar is something that we always talk about because it is such a specific but necessary thing if you like to have a normal life in your 20s.
We're also still learning, so yeah. It's as helpful for us to talk about it as it is for anyone to hear about it, because we're still figuring out how
we
to
are
do
not
this
doctors
all.
We're not nurses. Not at all. We are not even remotely, I mean, we do go to enough appointments to probably qualify on some weird disturbing level, but again, we are not specialists in any form. But when I go out to bars, and I did this in college too, my go-to for checking my blood sugar is when I'm ordering a drink, like if my Dexcom, is it like if I want to double check it and make sure everything's fine because I'm super like obsessive over it, which has its own issues, I will do it under the bar. You know, not like crawl under the bar, but just kind of.
That's what I was picturing when you told me that before we started recording. I was like, so you just get right in there with the bartenders.
You know, like you're sitting under the bar stool, or you have your bag like hanging under the bar when you're standing there talking to your friends. You just kind of, I mean, for me, my meter is my pump. So I just, you know, check, do a little finger prick, see what's going on, see if I need to give myself like a quarter of a bolus for a cider or something like that. And, you know, just put it back in my bag, sync it up with my Dexcom, and keep on living my life.
Keep on keeping on.
But I have to say, having a twin is so clutch in these situations, because half the time, if we're like, I've literally been running super late to something with Laura, shout out to my Twister. And Twister equals twin sister for those who are not twins, or no, for those who don't know me and know that I say Twister every day.
Well, that's adorable.
I try really hard. Moving on. But I'll have her, God bless her, I'll have her hold my insulin pump, which is insulin pump / meter, while I, like, finger prick and check it. So, like, we can do it on the go. We've gotten pretty good at that. I don't know how people who don't have a twin or, like, someone, how you can carry all those things without stopping. I've seen people do it. I don't know how they have that dexterity, but...
I've grown... So I have this one bag that I like to take out with me when I go out because it's just like a simple black over-the-shoulder, goes with everything. It has a flat top if you zipper it shut, so I have come to use that as a little tray.
Oh, that's good.
If I'm standing at a bar and I need to test my blood sugar real quick, I just like whip out my little tray the same way I use my chest as a tray when I'm laying in bed eating.
We all do that.
And yeah, it's very natural, nice and easy.
Easy breezy, beautiful.
Exactly.
Diabetic. Okay, that was awkward. You didn't laugh, Christy.
I'm sorry. I'm like, no one else can see your face as you're waiting for my laughter, but I can. So I was like, well, I wonder what'll happen if I don't laugh. And you did call me out the way I expected you to.
I mean, so. This is real. This is me. I don't know what else you'd expect from me.
I'm sorry.
Another thing that I've been known to do, especially like when I was TBT to college, I would hide, if I had to check it during class, I literally would hide behind friends. Not that you should have to hide it, but I just didn't want to draw a lot of attention to myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's something that I've always been a little bit self-conscious about, is testing in class because of the beep. I don't know if yours does this, my meter is very old, but it beeps as it's...
You can turn that off.
I don't think mine can. I have a very old school meter.
Might be time to upgrade.
Listen, I like very basic, simple things. I still use my iPod Nano Touch because I don't like to put music on my phone because I am a grandfather, but let me live. So,
true.
Case in point, it's actually easier for me to check it at like a bar or a restaurant or something because there's all the background noise. So no one hears like the clicks of my insulin needle as I'm giving mm-hmm. myself an injection. No one hears the beep of my meter when I'm taking my blood sugar. It's more intense for me if I'm at like class or something and it's quiet and it's a small class, and if anyone hears a beep, everyone's eyes will just like turn, which I'm sure is not true, and I'm building it up to be worse than it is.
I mean, but with my Dexcom, my alarms go off all the time because I have my settings probably too tight right now. But when my blood sugar's high or low, it'll go off, and it breaks through the silent alarm now because the update, or the silencing on your cell phone, the update breaks through because I guess people were falling asleep with their phones on silent and they were missing their alarms because they wouldn't break through the silent mode on your phone. But now mine does. So if I'm in a meeting at work or at JDRF, which at JDRF, it's just really funny because everyone thinks it's their Dexcom going off. So everyone jumps and like looks at their...
Everyone is alarmed as heck.
Oh my God, there was this one event where I looked at the Bluetooth, and there were literally like 15 different Dexcom Bluetooths that I could have synced up with like other people. It would have been so funny. I looked
That's
at my phone
so
and it
cute.
Was like, just said Dexcom. It was like G4, G5, G4. It was so funny.
Aw, that's a life I can't be a part of.
Maybe one day if you want to make the change. It is really stressful though, and you do have really good control over yours, knock on wood, so you do you. But what I'm saying is that my alarms have been known to go off in silent times, and I've gotten so used to everyone just turning and staring at me, and depending on how big the group of people, my office is really small, and people at work pretty much know what that is by now, and no one really says anything, but if I'm like at a fashion preview and that goes off, you know, that's kind of not necessarily the market, the audience for that, and I have to be like, oh, sorry, I'm diabetic, and then, you know, then there's the, oh, I'm sorry, and I'm like, you didn't do it to me, it's cool, thanks though.
It's but, not your fault.
Yeah.
That tends to be my response. If anyone ever tells me that they're sorry, I'm just like, it's not your fault.
I'm always
the situation
like,
and conversation is your fault, but the disease is not.
you making it awkward is. But no, I appreciate the sympathy, as uncomfortable as it does make me most of the time, because I literally, my go-to is like, you didn't do this to me, but also like, I'm like, my immediate thought is always, I'm always like, there's so many things that are so much worse. And they're like, oh damn, that's true. And I'm always just staring off into the distance.
Yeah, plus, like, I don't know. I guess I'm sorry is an appropriate response, because usually if someone's looking at you, they think it's, like, your phone going off at a time when it's not supposed to be.
Oh, my God.
So if I'm just like, no, it's not my phone, it's just my glucose meter.
My grandma, love her so much. She amazing. So my Omnipod system, for some reason, are, like, the actual meter slash pump, the Bluetooth part, the part that's not on my body, looks like a BlackBerry. It straight up looks like an old school BlackBerry. Like, Hundo P, 100% looks like a BlackBerry. And every time in, like, the 2.5 years that I've had the Omnipod system, my grandma, I have to give myself insulin before I eat, so I always give it, if I don't pre-bolus, I'll give it at the dinner table. And my grandma's always yelling at me. She's like, Emily, get off your phone. Put your phone away. Literally every time. And she's one of the most with it people around. And I'm like, Grandma, I'm diabetic, damn it. Like, this isn't my BlackBerry.
Wait,
like,
can that be the name of the episode, please?
Grandma, I'm diabetic, damn it.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
I'll give you a dollar, please.
I don't need the dollar. I'll do it for the fans.
Do it for the clickbait.
Do it for the clickbait. Kara approves. For those who can't see, she giving the thumbs up. But thanks. I love my grandma so much. Both of them, they're amazing. But my one grandma, and like, I know, I finally said something to her. I was like, Grandma, you know that this is my insulin pump. And one day she was like, oh, I know, I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm like, Grandma, what the hell?
That's not what you do.
Yeah. She's like, but I'm not sure if she really did remember. I don't know. But, like, she knows I have diabetes. Yeah. But
can I just throw out, like, a related but somewhat random thought?
Of course.
So sometimes, sorry, Mom, if you're listening, sometimes if I am a little bit intoxicated and I need to make sure that I can go to bed because, you know, your friends are trying to put you to bed if you're drunk, I'll be like, no, I need to check my blood sugar first. I think it's really precious when they, like, hover over and look at the meter, but I know they don't know what that number means.
Yeah.
So, like, all of the time, not all of the time, this does not happen that often, but if I need a second set of eyes just to make sure I'm not, like, super low or super high, they'll look at the number and be like, oh, good. And I'm like, I know you don't know what that means, but good try. Like, it's very cute, but even people will do that. Like, my family will do that when I'm home. I have no shame testing my blood sugar just on the dinner table when it's me and my immediate family. My mom definitely knows what the numbers mean. It's just, like, it's cute how if I'm testing in front of her, she'll peek over. She can't help it. Her neck just kind of, like, leans to see what the number is.
I know. My parents do the same thing. And, I mean, they're, like, super involved with JDRF now. And they have friends whose kids have type 1, like, 2 friends. I am not entirely sure. Like, they still ask me. They're not confident in their knowledge. But they do know more than they give themselves credit for. Like, it's been years of me trying to drill it into their heads. But what's, you know, again, with drinking, what's good for me, like, while I'm drinking, I want to be, like, 170, 180 before I stop, if it's something that's not sugary, or, like, if it's not a cider or something like that.
Yeah, I drop so much overnight, I don't mind breaking that 200 barrier.
Yeah.
Because I'll wake up fine. So I'll even, if I see something around 200, I might even have, like, the tiniest of snacks, and I'll still wake up, like, 80, 90. So.
Jeez. Yeah, our bodies are so sensitive to alcohol. We could really do an entire series on alcohol.
Truly, truly.
Truly, madly, deeply. Oi. All the good times.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, do I have any, like, epic testing my blood sugar in public stories? Because we can make this a short episode, but I do have one fun anecdote. So this doesn't have to do with testing my blood sugar, but one time I was with my group of friends freshman year that I had just met, and I hadn't told any of them that I was diabetic yet because this was, like, our first time actually hanging out. And I had tested my blood sugar in a bathroom wherever we were before we went to get food. And I gave myself, like, a quick injection in my leg. Literally, I thought I was so, like, sneaky about it. And I absolutely was not. Apparently, I hit a vein.
No.
And there was a little drizzle of blood running down my leg. And absolutely, I don't even want to name my friend who called it out because I think he was just so, like...
Did he think you, like, had your period or something?
Absolutely, he did.
Oh, my God.
He was like,
God.
There's blood on your leg. And I was like, oh, no. I knew exactly what
but
it was.
But also, any it man also out that- there... Don't go, oh, you have blood on your leg. Like,
it also was the wrong side of my leg. Like, it was the outer part of my thigh. So I don't know how he thought this worked. But, like...
Oh, my God.
Is that too much? Is that too intimate a story for this?
Honestly, like, nah. For any girls listening, no. We've all had middle school moments, I feel like, at some point.
Yeah, I know. But this was also my freshman year in college. Like, I feel like I would know how to deal with it.
Yeah, that's so true.
Anyway, so...
Ugh.
Oh, I've just scarred all of our listeners.
Hilarious, though, at the same time.
Happy Easter.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Okay.
No, it's good. I'm trying to think. Like, I've ruined a shirt or two from back when I did shots from, because I was giving myself hematomas because I was using the wrong size needles. So I've, one of my favorite white, like, satin shirts has a little tiny red, like, dot on it.
So many of mine do.
Yeah.
So many of mine do.
People are like, oh, is that red pen? And I'm like, mm-hmm, yep. That's what that is. Yep.
Right on the sleeve.
You're right. I'm an editor. Yes, that's what that is. Right there on my stomach. Exactly. You're right. You caught me.
I stained a lot of things recently. This is also gross, but I'm a gross person, so deal with it.
This is real. It's you. We love you anyways.
I have recently mentioned that I started finger pricking on my right hand rather than my left because the calluses have gotten so bad. Thank you. However, because that skin is still, like, fresh and tender, sometimes the, like, pads of my fingers will bleed past when I realize.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have, like, a little napkin in my...
Yeah, your ratchet napkin that you Instagram storied.
Sorry.
I love you. No, I loved
also
it.
Also not
it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
You anyway, bring the humor. You bring the fun.
My blood has just been getting, like, everywhere recently. So, fun fact, I, like, pricked my pointer finger on my right hand the other day, and I didn't even think about it. Like, I just saw, like, blood sugar was good. All right, back to work. Get your homework done, Christy. I go to, like, swipe my finger across the mouse pad on my laptop, and it's just, like, a literal bloodbath. It looked like the cover of a really bad, like, college-themed slaughter movie.
It's
it was
like,
disgusting.
Like,
but
Blood
so
Brothers. Like,
oh, it was
the Hangover.
So nasty. Plus, I think that the, like, mouse pad, it's got to be somewhat water-resistant.
Yeah.
So the blood was just, like,
oh, God,
sitting
I'm gonna
on top. Oh, yeah, it was foul. I almost put it on our Pankers Pals Instagram story, but I felt like you would have texted me and been like, you've gone too far.
Definitely would have been like, oh, I don't even know if I would have said you've gone too far. I would have been like, A, are you okay? B, what is happening? C, why did you Insta story that?
I don't know. Whenever, like, gross things happen to me diabetically, I just put it on our Instagram story.
I mean, it's relatable. I mean,
I don't know.
I had, like, I draw the line at showing my infected sites because I feel like that's just nasty.
Just send me Snapchats of that.
Oh, wait. True story.
Yeah.
Maybe
if you need to if you need to share with someone.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
I mean, like, same. You should just be a part of our YLC group because I send it to, like, half the people in our...
honorary member, please.
Yeah. True, true. Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening, pals. Sorry today's episode's short, but it is Passover and Easter. So...
Yeah. Sorry it was short and gross, but,
Kara's been a lovely
that's
listener.
Me.
She gets a sneak peek.
Thanks.
I don't know if anyone heard that. She said thanks. I put her on the spot. It's okay. Anyways, have a lovely weekend, everyone.
Yeah, happiest of holidays to anyone celebrating and anyone not. So,
drink responsibly, eat your Easter candy responsibly, and just live your best life. I said that weird.
Yeah, my Easter dinner is at a bar in like 2 hours, so.
It's lit.
You know.
Happy Easter. Happy
Easter. Bye.
Bye.